Well, big events. Big events. Where do we go now? We had the day of Pentecost last week. And today's big event is already happening. This is the big event. It is that God showed his great plan and intention that all the world should hear the gospel and that local churches should spring up in all locations, every continent, every country, city, town, village. So this, we are part of the big event that followed from the day of Pentecost. God's great love for a world. His own plans had been to keep, as it were, very much his intentions there in the old covenant times centered on Israel. But the plan was always, sadly, Israel didn't always get that of old, but his plan always was that the nations of the earth should hear the word of God and believe. And that there should be churches like ours, local churches, gatherings. The gospel should be preached, word of God preached, people built up in the faith, evangelism, everywhere, all places, all peoples. So all around the world, there's a big event taking place, which is the outcome of our Lord going into heaven, and ascended to the right hand of God, and there receiving the promise from his Father, the Holy Spirit, who was then poured out upon the church with the intention that now the gospel would be proclaimed everywhere, that we'd have a desire to have the gospel proclaimed, whether here, there, everywhere, the European Missionary Fellowship and Spain and Italy and Romania were hearing about yesterday. Why to the ends of the earth? And that's what's happened. And since that day, that's what's been happening. And so this is the big event. It's the church age, the gospel age, the post-apostolic age. Lots of terms for what we live in now. Last days, in fact. Because, well, you know what the next big event I'm going to tell you about is, isn't it? Well, I can tell you now. It's the return of the Lord. Something else I want to say before that, but it is the return of the Lord. And here we work. And here we serve. And we do all of this until he comes. Like when we have communion, we proclaim his death till he comes. And then that's the end of this sad world and all the frustrations and all its disappointments and hardships. And we're going home, dear friends, we're believers, we're going home. But in the meantime, we've got work to do and we've got a great God to praise. And so from the day of Pentecost, where all the nations, as it were there and they heard in their own language, the word of God. Because God is going to speak to all the peoples of the earth. That's what it was telling them, telling us. And that's what's happened ever since. And we're still watching as the word of God, new churches planted. So the word of God is now preached there. Bibles being translated into other languages that haven't as yet got the Bible in their own native tongue. That work goes on. And people who've got the talent to do that and translate are busy on the case. So this is the big event. Onward march of the gospel. So do we hear it? Are we part of that big event, if you like? People talk, don't they, about the big events, whatever they've got going on out there in the world, you know, come and be part of it. But in a sense, that invitation goes out. Be part of this. This is God's work, God's kingdom. And the invitation, the urgent invitation, come be part of it. Repent, enter into the kingdom of God. Be born again. That these things, well, they don't make much sense until you are born again. But then when you see it, you see it, you can't miss it. And whatever may be, the days we're in, there's small things, other parts of the world, there's more happening there, the gospel being preached, believed upon, many are joining the church. But we're glad wherever we hear that, because it tells us that yes, it's happening day by day. Kingdom's sure increase. So we are part of that big event this morning in our act of worship here in this location, far from lots of other places, and they're far away from us. But it's all evidence of God's great plan and purpose being fulfilled. So we rejoice in that. Well, let's sing our next hymn. Sing. Let us stand and read our next hymn. 253. That again speaks to us of Christ at the right hand of God, the head that once was crowned with thorns. 253.